processed using ProStation Audio. For more information, please visit www.audiolabs.it.
That's who we have. It's Tori, and here it is.
Hello. Tori. Heard that before. You know, there is a bit of a delay. What I'm going to do is look at someone's watch, and I want somebody who is basically rude on the machine, like Neko or Green Boy. And I'm going to say a starting point, and then we'll see how long it takes before you've heard me, okay? So I want you to type in 1, 2, 3. So the first person to type in 1, 2, 3, that'll let me know how much delay there is between when we talk and when you get it. So I'm looking at it. Thank you, Venom, for holding up your watch. She has some really nicely done nails here. Custom boing balls with the gold lines delineating the red and white checks. Still haven't seen it. We're waiting. Certainly someone can find those keys, 3 in a row. First, you're counting not to 5. At least you go immediately to 3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But there it is. Okay. So that was 45 seconds. That was a 45-second delay. Cool. Okay. Behind me, Luca Diana. Did I say that right? Diana. Alamas Kenderian. With an R.
Aram. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is that camera the IRC one? That one's the one that's going out? You've got a better camera. Sorry, I bumped that one. Okay, cool. Latin? Oh, okay. Where are you going with that boxer in your hand?
Jared, could you hand me the boxer board and the...
She knows where the boxer board is. And there it is. All right, so all the questions are going to be about the boxer and then going to be about the conspiracy in Pindal. Okay. Boxer's actually in the hand acid condom, which I will remove. Here you go. He's going to hold it. Actually, that's as large as ATX is allowed to be. So, no, that's not really small. Yeah, this small. I think it's 6 and 6 rules on the tray size. Venom, if you'll ask me questions, just to make sure I don't miss any reading here. Pound Morphos. Will there be Morphos demos, I wonder? Because there will definitely be Boxer demos, where you program the hardware to do custom things, you know, make your own copper list. And why should we buy a Boxer? You don't have to buy one. No one forces anyone to buy or to work late or to work on weekends or to spend their money on anything. And AGP isn't as important because basically 4x AGP is about the same as 64-bit 66 megahertz PCI. So if you have 66 megahertz PCI, you know, it might be AGP form factor, it might be an AGP connector, but remember, to use USB, you have to pay money. To use the words, for instance, PCI, you, in a sense, have to pay money. There are many, many times whenever you end up having to pay someone to use their copyrights and their trademarks. And AGP, I believe, is one of those. Now, I don't really know that, but one of the main reasons I wouldn't use, or I'm not trying to single-handedly myself convince Mick that we have to have an AGP connector there, is that there are nice, well, it's raffle time right in the middle of my talk again, but I'll keep talking. The burst modes and the way that Pentiums burst their information out, and this compared to the way that PowerPCs expect to get their the type of burst cycles that they run, which are not interleaved, and the fact that I'm not an AGP expert, I'm not an Intel expert, means I'm really not the one to shoehorn. Which is kind of a funny play on words, to shoehorn AGP into this design. To have an AGP connector and have it really be PCI, though, or really being a 66 megahertz PCI, I think is more likely. Sure, ask anti-gravity questions. But I don't know about their business other than the fact that I work for them freelance. I'm not a full-time employee. And I've gone to gone to London and worked with Mick and...